Doesn't look very much like a concert hall. Tell me what you've done with this space.
We are looking at hundreds of charred timbers, which were hauled out of the Coconino National Forest from the slash burns that the Forest Service did after they do a thinning.
And I have to ask, where does the audience go?
The audience gets to wander as Janice performs inside the installation.
I chose total 8 composers from 5 continents. It's based on the idea of love and death, you know, our love for the forests. So the first part, which is nature, the forest, the birds, the animals, all this image that you could hear from the music, and that's what we love in the very beginning. And then the second part is the fire, which is our main focus. And then the last part is basically the sadness behind what occurred to our environment right now, our forests in the Southwest especially.
So Sean, your art installation, how does this also reflect that idea of wildfire and climate change?
It's only recently, 1980s, forest managers and fire ecologists started realizing that there was something missing in the forest. And that thing that was missing was fire. And it's because of the fire suppression that our forests have basically become overgrown and unhealthy. And so fire ecologists and scientists are realizing how important fire is. It is the one, I think, critical ingredient that needs to be brought back into the forest.
What do you think that art and music can contribute to a conversation that's mostly been about science?
I do think there's a connection between science and music. You can't always just focus on the rational or factual part of a subject, but you could also look at the other side. And I think they can complement each other.
I'm a firm believer that art has the power to transform and change society. Not only do you start to change your feeling about science, about forest policy, about fire policy, it also changes your mind about what is art. And that's, as an artist, that's my biggest mission, is to open people's eyes about what art can be.